The heat is always on in Hollywood to come up with films that capture the current national mood. Film critic Stephen Schiff says that despite the clichés, the new movie Backdraft may do just that.
You probably hadn't noticed Hollywood's shocking neglect of the firefighting industry, had you? Before Steven Spielberg's movie Always, which was marginally about forest fires, you'd have to go all the way back to 1974 and The Towering Inferno. And that movie was less about firemen than about the pleasure of watching the world's most obnoxious celebrities go up in smoke. There's a reason for Hollywood's reluctance, of course. Except on the evening news, firefighting doesn't easily lend itself to drama. Boy meets fire, boy puts out fire, what kind of movie is that? These questions must have weighed heavily on the minds of director Ron Howard and screenwriter Gregory Wyden, and the result of their endeavors is obvious. Backdraft slaps together every successful movie cliché you can think of, only with fire. Kurt Russell and William Baldwin, Alec's baby brother, play the McCaffrey boys, firefighting sons of a heroic fireman killed in the line of duty. Russell, talking like John Wayne and swaggering like him too, is the older one, the ace lieutenant who knows how to think like a fire, how to follow it through a building and head it off at the pass. Baldwin is the scared rookie assigned to his big brother's firehouse. So what have you got? The rival brothers formula, only with fire. The rookie and the grizzled old-timer formula, only with fire. Russell's wife, played by Rebecca De Mornay, leaves him because he's too dedicated to firefighting, and she never can be sure he'll come home safely. That's the oldest cop movie cliché in the book, only with fire. And yet, there's something to be said for all that fire. Robert De Niro, playing an arson investigator, says it best.
It's a living thing, Brian. It breathes, it eats. And it hates. The only way to beat it is to think like it. To know that this flame will spread this way across the door and up across the ceiling, not because of the physics of flammable liquids, but because it wants to. Some guys on this job, fire owns them. Makes them fight it on its level. The only way to truly kill it is to love it a little.
Under Ron Howard's direction, the fire does breathe and eat and hate. At times you can see it looking at its victims, planning its next move, pulling a fast one, or retiring to plot an ambush. During the big conflagration scenes, Backdraft becomes a kind of monster movie, and the fire's various powers are as fascinating and unexpected as those of the shark in Jaws or Sigourney Weaver's Alien. The film's cast of characters divides neatly between those who are haunted by the wonder and terror of fire and those who aren't, and the haunted ones give the best performances, among them Russell and De Niro, and also Donald Sutherland. He's lusciously hammy as the Hannibal Lecter of firebugs, rotting in jail while arson investigators come to him for advice, another borrowed formula. These clichés, in fact, would make you laugh. There's even a burst of Star Wars stuff toward the end, except that the film really moves, and there's something stirring about it. Backdraft is about brave men fighting to protect plain folks like you and me. It's a hymn to heroic testosterone, and even though the tub-thumping macho gets a little repugnant, I'll bet it proves a good match for the post-Gulf War mood. Just in time for the yellow ribbons and welcome home parades, Backdraft plays like an all-American victory celebration, only with fire.
Stephen Schiff is critic-at-large for Vanity Fair. I'm Terry Gross, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend.